and welcome to the Roundhouse Podcast with Paul Sollentrop of Wichita State University Strategic Communications. We're going to talk women's basketball today. Our guest is Antoine Scales. He is an assistant coach hired by Terry Nooner in April. Antoine spent the past three seasons as head coach at Garden City Community College. Wichita basketball fans will no doubt remember him as the girls coach at South High School. He won four straight Class 6A titles there from 2013 to 2016. Antoine, tell us about coming back to Wichita. What made you want to come back and be a part of this staff?
That's just great. Great to be back home with a great staff that's assembled. Of course, with Coach Nooner, you know, having the trust and the confidence to say, hey, I need someone that's going to come here and really get it done as far as recruitment. It was just a dream come true job for me.
So you've spent time now at high school. You've spent time in junior college. How have those experiences helped shape your coaching as now you start in Division I?
That's great because, you know, if I probably would have did it the other way, I probably wouldn't have understood the business side of things, but just really being able to transition from each level, moving up from even from Wichita in general, starting out with Salvation Army and Biddy basketball to coaching at Brooks Middle School and then turning around and getting a job at Wichita South High School to then finding the collegiate aspects of going to Colby Community College, taking me all the way to Western Kansas away from probably pretty much everything. It's the last stop as far as civilization is concerned. And then ultimately ended up being at Garden City Community College, and now here at Wichita State is just climbing up the ladder. It's been a long journey, but it's a great one in the process.
So take us back to young Antoine Scales. When did you decide coaching? That's what I want to do.
Honestly, I had it's a funny story. My daughter played for a team. My oldest daughter, Kayla, she's 28. She played for a team that, you know, I had kind of critiqued some things. Being that I was coached by some great coaches coming up in my career, especially basketball-wise, I told him the coach a couple of pointers, and he said, well, you think you could do a better job, why don't you do it? So, honestly, in a challenge aspect of it, that's how I kind of got into coaching. And I didn't really coach my older daughter. I ended up coaching my middle daughter, Mari. And so I started the Wichita Dream Team organization. And from that point, it just kind of took off for me as far as coaching.
So most people, when they hear that, they go, oh, all right, well, yeah, maybe I'll back off a little bit. But you decided instead, I'm gonna coach, and I'm going to show them that I can do it.
Yes, sir.
Interesting. You mentioned coaching influences. You played for some of the absolute City League legends, Steve Eck at South High, Goose Dowdy at Heights High. Joe Auer was on his staff then. How did those experiences shape your coaching?
Great from the aspect of that. I think from the people perspective, Coach Dowdy brought a lot of influence. So he used to have, you know, a thing called words of wisdom right before we would actually practice. So he would always give us more intellectual stuff about life. And just Coach Jack, just in general, me and him still talk to this day. But Coach just was a fundamentals guy to the fullest. A lot of stuff that I implement as far as my coaching career was a lot of stuff that I got from Coach Jack. You know, just the late Ronnie Allen, Coach Allen, that was at Wichita East, and you know, coming up as far as being a mentor in our community, and then, you know, just being involved with kids and always just speaking positivity into you, and then the late Coach Carl Taylor as well as far as the accountability on discipline and academics. All those great coaches molded and shaped my life, and when you countered off with Coach Coleman, you know, Marvin Coleman, with the discipline aspect of things. So it was a lot of fundamental coaches that molded and shaped my life, but those are some of the ones that stand out.
So you rattled off a lot of great City League names. What's your favorite memory of playing basketball in the City League? Is there a gym, a big game, something that pops out at you?
Not really in the aspect of, you know, South back then, we were a great team that had a ton of great players. I wasn't obviously one of the great players. I was a role player at that point in time. My love and passion was football, but I played basketball to stay in shape. So I just had the luxury of being able to get some of that knowledge and understanding from a great coach in the sense of being part of a great team.
So growing up in Wichita, coaching girls basketball in Wichita, you may have a perspective on Wichita State women's basketball that the other coaches on that staff don't. Is there a particular pride in coming back and trying to get this program up and running at a really high level for a Wichitan?
Yeah, one of the things that even when I had AAU kids coming up was the aspect of making sure that we don't leave no stones unturned as far as local talent. That was something that was huge for me. I've always grown up being Wichita State fan, even back when they had football here, and, you know, just running on campus or riding our bikes on campus, I've just always been ingrained in Wichita State athletics. And so it was great to truly come back home, but making sure that we, not to discredit any coach in the past, but just want to make sure that we are every kid that could potentially be a part of Wichita State women's basketball. We want to make sure that they know they have an option and opportunity to come here and truly play.
So that leads us perfectly into discussing Treasure Jobe. She is a South High kid that you coached there. She's transferred to Wichita State from Emporia State. Give the fans a breakdown on her game. What are they going to see from her this season?
Just a relentless competitor on and off the court. Great academic student. But, I mean, on that court, she's going to be the first one to get to the gym and probably the last one to leave. I mean, she is just ingrained in being the best she can be. She's hard on herself. She's the biggest critic is herself. She's going to make sure she does everything to be great. And just coaching her ever since she was, you know, 4 years old with that Wichita Dream Team, you know, bitty basketball organization, to where she is now is just a dream come true, not only for her, but for me as well, to get an opportunity to coach her back. She's just always been a part of my life as far as my family's concerned. She's actually my cousin in a sense too as well. So, I mean, that's just great to still have her a part of sense of family is what Coach Nooner is going to implement with this staff and with this run is how important family is. The basketball family, about life and everything that comes with that is in general.
So the Shockers are into their second week of summer workouts. What's the message that the coaching staff is getting across to this group at this early point?
Their hard work pays off. And just attention to detail. A lot of things in practice going on here early. As Coach Nooner said in the presidents, as far as we're not going to cut the corners on anything. You're going to do everything right and correct, every aspect of the way. But also, too, that love and support that he's giving the young ladies as well, too, as far as the caring aspect. You know, we all come from different backgrounds and different perspectives, but cohesively making it work, he does a great job of making sure it's all-inclusive.
So I understand the Shockers did a little team building recently. They went bowling. Who's the best bowler on this basketball team?
Well, in my mind, I feel it's me. But in my heart, I know it's not me. The girls are teasing me. My bowling game was terrible. But I know we found this out. And I don't know if Coach Nooner and Coach Bradford, but Coach Nooner, he got lessons bowling as a child. And I said, well, that's an advantage nobody else has here. So I can make an excuse for why I hit a gutter ball, but for him, he has no margin for error. But him and Coach Bradford are obviously great bowlers. They do a good job. But, you know, our team is very competitive in general as well. So even in the sense of me losing, I'm still going to say I won.
So we hear a lot about teams that will do those type of things. Maybe it's top golf or bowling or hideaway rooms, escape rooms. How do they help? What's the importance of those kind of activities away from basketball?
Just what Coach Nooner requires, just put your phones away. This is the intimate time for us just to be together and get to know each other. You know, you fight a little bit harder when you know who you're fighting for. And so it's important for us to really get that team chemistry and that bond going with each other to know, you know, every time that we say a break, we end with sisters. And so that's important that he's breeding that family atmosphere and environment of just really truly knowing and trusting each other. And that's going to be huge for us moving forward, especially as the season goes on.
Do you have a picture or a trophy, a plaque, something in your office that when you walk in, it's particularly significant to you and your journey? Or maybe it's something that you make sure to point out to a recruit and their families, or something in your office that you would point to as particularly important?
For me, honestly, I don't. It's not really typically hanging in my office, but it's the footprints. You know, the footprints for, you know, I'm very religious in the aspects of knowing that, you know, then do all the aspects of things when you look back and say, well, when I went through all these trials and tribulations, and he says, well, throughout those things, you only seen one set of footprints because I carried you. And that's big to me. That's huge. Not only it's a reminder of where I've came from to where I am now. I mean, I still pinch myself. I get goosebumps when I walk in the building because it's still surreal to me to know that I'm home and to a place that I've really admired for a long period of time and have my eye on to really truly be back here. Is again, Coach Nooner made my dream come true in the sense of that.
So as you have introduced Brooke Costley and Terry Nooner and Nick Bradford to Wichita, is there a restaurant you said you got to go try this? Anything like that that you've tried to help with their transition?
Well, and honestly, my daughter, she's a manager on the team now. I was kind of, you know, I love crab legs. And so she told us about the Blue Hook, and we actually ended up going there, and everyone on our staff loved it. And so that'd be a prominent spot for me moving forward, is making sure that I get over there to the Blue Hook Seafood Restaurant. It's a great, great atmosphere, great environment. When I was over there, they had a guy that was live playing a guitar and singing. It was really a mellow, intimate moment, but it was really nice in a sense. But that'd be something that I would recommend for anyone.
Okay, the Blue Hook, where is that?
I think it's off of Webb, bro, 21st and Webb. Okay. But it's good restaurant, good environment, great food.
Good recommendation, very good. Is there a basketball player out there, maybe it's a WNBA player, maybe it's an NBA player, that you like to recommend to your player? Send them video clips or tell them to get on YouTube and say, hey, you can learn something from watching this person play basketball.
Not here. The crazy story is when I was at South High School, Lynette Woodard, the great Lynette Woodard, she would come into our practices, and none of our kids knew who she was. And so when I asked the kids, did they know who she was, not many hands went up. And then I felt it was kind of an embarrassment moment for me in general, because I'm like, hey, she's a legend. She's the great. And you guys are involved in women's basketball. You don't know who she is. And so I made all our kids do a book report on her. And so they all had to come back and tell me who she was. But if I could say anyone, it would be someone like her to emulate their game. I mean, she is phenomenal on the basketball court, but she's a great ambassador for women's basketball. So that's, if I could tell anybody to make sure they were patterned, it would be someone like Lynette Woodard.
Lynette Woodard, of course, a Wichitan, great player at North High, went to the University of Kansas, played professionally, played for the Harlem Globetrotters. So she would definitely be regarded in the whatever the upper level of Wichita athletes, with Barry Sanders and Jim Ryan, and Lynette Woodard would be right in that group too. That's a good book project. Antoine, when you're not coaching, when you need to get away from the video and the recruiting, have hobbies, what do you do?
Well, my hobby, honestly, is I build old cars. That's something that I have a passion for. That's what I love. And I deal with only like 1955 to 1972 Chevrolet. That's the vehicles that I build. I've managed to throw some trucks in and out of that aspect of that, but that's my passion. When I get away from basketball, like I said, I don't drink, I don't smoke. I'm just kind of a homebody person, but that's something that I would rather do, is I would do nothing but work on cars.
And how did you get into that hobby?
Just with my uncle. My uncle Larry Carter started me and my cousin out early on trying to just tinker and fix. I was the type of kid that always wanted to take something apart just to see how it worked. I was very inquisitive and ingenuitive in that aspect. So being able to see how things operate was always big for me, and just kind of took on a mind of his own and just got into vehicles. Now, when I say I build them, I subcontract out the work, from body work and things of that nature, but from the engine, from everything in perspective, I'll try to put them in the original state as when they were produced. And that's been a huge release for me, is to get away from everything. That's what you see my weekend time spent. If I'm out, if I'm on the go, it's probably, if I'm in another state, it's probably going to a salvage yard and seeing what can I rebuild. That's been the main goal for me as far as my career, as far as rebuilding programs. And so that also takes a mind of its own as far as rebuilding the cars and getting them back to their original state.
Do you have a Chevrolet that you're particularly proud of? What's your best accomplishment doing a rebuild?
Well, right now it's the 68 Chevelle convertible that I have. I mean, that's a very sought after car, and that's pretty much one of the original muscle cars in a sense. And so for me, it's big time. It's a lot of work involved with it, but the reward is being able to let that convertible top down and drive on a great day where the weather's just amicably in the correct perspective it could be in. That's a great feeling to be out and driving.
Interesting. Have you talked with volleyball coach Chris Lamb? I think he does a lot of this kind of tinkering stuff too. You might have something in common there with Chris. Let's wrap it up with do you have a book recommendation? Do you have a movie recommendation? What would you tell the people to check out?
I don't know if I really have a book or a movie recommendation. You know, honestly, it's kind of a sentimental moment, but I'm more one of those hopeless romantic type of guys. So Titanic is really a good movie for me. So you know, I really don't have anything in that regard. I hope they don't judge me as being soft from after hearing this podcast, but, you know, that's one of the, a good movie that really stands out for me.
That would be. And Lynette Woodard. That would be your other recommendation, is brush up on the history of one of Wichita's greats. All right, Antoine Scales is a women's basketball assistant coach. Antoine, thanks for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Hi, this is Rick Miuma, president of Wichita State University. Check out the latest episode of the Forward Together podcast. Each episode, I sit down with different guests from Shocker Nation to celebrate the vision and mission of Wichita State University. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Great insight as always. Thanks for listening to the Roundhouse Podcast, courtesy of Wichita State University Strategic Communications. We encourage you to rate, review, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You can always find more Roundhouse content at GoShockers.com.
And they let him pass it up court, and then it gets picked off. A long three by Pangos, no good. 1 second, it's over. It is over, and Wichita State has beaten the number one team in the nation to go to the Sweet 16. Go crazy, Wichita. I know you are.